This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Being a marketer is no sweat. You just have to manage dozens of channels, launch hundreds of campaigns, score thousands of leads, and okay, fine, it's a lot of sweat. Unless you have HubSpot's AI-powered marketing tools to help you do all that and more. Get started at HubSpot.com/marketers.
What up, bro? I just actually just pushed this live. Oh, my bros.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, man. It's
probably a good thing you dropped that, though.
Oh, you just seen that part. Okay, good.
Because I don't think they would have probably gotten down in time.
Oh, yeah, they out of timeouts. Oh, he missed the 40-yarder earlier.
Bro, two missed field goals.
And he got the punt. I do remember the punt block. I mean, the field goal block. Wow. Yeah,
cool. He ain't been on it tonight, bro.
You already know what the joke's going to be, Ken. Yeah, you already know what it's going to be. If he don't make this one, well, I got two of them ready.
And he's normally reliable, but think about it. They would be up. I mean, shit. They would be protecting the lead, but now, I mean, 12 seconds left. You can't.
Everything has to be
to the sidelines.
I ain't even gonna hold you, kid. I ain't saying nothing about the kicker, bro. When if we ever blaming the kicker must miss like a obvious thing. Cousin should have thrown that pick, bro. That last pick was ugly and horrendous.
No, it was. I mean, it was a bad pick, but I mean, it's been errors tonight, bro. So it's been a messy game all around. We could point to a lot of things, but nevertheless,
go ahead, man.
He got a shot now. I mean.
He ain't got shit.
Why would you throw it in the middle of the... Oh, my God. What is this? Oh, they got a time. Yeah. Do they have a timeout?
They ain't got no timeouts, Ken. You just got to watch the shit. You just got to watch the shit.
Wait, are you ahead of me?
Yeah, I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you.
I only want to hit snow with
that. All I know is we're on the same page.
Did they call a false start on him?
Nah, they made it in the nick of time, bro. They made it in the fucking nick of time. Now they trying to bring Koo out here to kick a 47-yarder.
Hold on, but it's a flag. This shit.
Hold on. Wow, they called a delay.
This is a makeable kick too, bro.
Nah, it's worse, Ken.
Here come the ice.
It's worse than that, Ken.
Oh, ain't no way in hell.
It's a 52-yarder now.
Bro, no way in hell. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's an interesting way this game is going in.
Bro, a delay of game?
Yeah.
And now it's 52?
Bro. And I got a lot to say. Well, I got to see how this game ends. Either way, I got a lot to say. We gonna see how this game go.
Nah, ain't no way.
This is what you pay niggas for, though.
Yeah, he don't even look right. Morris, you got a lot of other shit you need to be fussing about. How about you fuss it? Oh yeah, too many practice attempts.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting game. All right. So you seen it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah.
So we going OT.
He on OT. Look, which nobody wanted, but we get it.
Not at all.
We want this game to end, bro.
Here's what I say about the Falcons. They have a lot of work to do. I have questions about Raheem Morris, like a lot of questions about Raheem Morris.
I was going to say, are you on my side now? Cause y'all thought I was talking shit,
but offensively they were better tonight, so I could see the offense coming together. Kurt is kind of, you know, understanding the offense, but it's just way too many like mistakes. It was a lot of penalties tonight. The guy caught the ball on the slant, and you know he tried. Why are you even trying to get extra yards? Just because you, anyway, but the defense was slack tonight. The Falcons, they played better in the second half. Bates made a play, Simmons made a play.
Bates, and I think Simmons made plays this game.
Yeah, I think it was Bates. I think he forced two fumbles. But I mean, this is the fifth game, man. This is a division game, like. Yeah, it just don't look right yet. Now, I will say, if they ever get it right, bro, it's gonna be some problems. They've used Pitts tonight, but Pitts is close. He looks like a bust. His decision making when he catches the ball sometimes don't look right. At first, I was criticizing them for running a lot of stretch plays until they ran on the inside with Algier and got nothing, which led eventually to a Kirk Cousins fumble. But man, look. Mooney has made a lot of good plays, but that drop was egregious.
Yeah, that was, you could tell he was thinking before he even was, you know.
I think he was surprised it was even there. But nah, you gotta catch, that's a touchdown, bro. But look, here's the thing. After all of that, they're in OT. They got a chance to win or lose. So they've managed to overcome all of the mistakes that they've made. But and I think that's what you can ask for. But yeah, I'm with you, Noah, on Baker. He looking like Oklahoma Baker.
Well, the season's still early, y'all. We just got out of September. Niggas always.
He did this last year, Nick.
Sam Darnold was 4-0. That's what I keep on saying. Sam Darnold is, I think, 4-0 now. And he was 4-0.
Baker, though.
And he was 4-0 in Carolina. And Sam Darnold won the job out of Baker. So to me, it's like, I'm fine with Baker doing this against the NFC South, against the Falcons. But this don't really mean shit to me.
What about last year, then?
Last year, somebody had to win a division, Ken. And last year,
playoff game, right?
Against a team that lost to the Giants. Like, what are we talking about? The Eagles have been
talking about. It doesn't look like it was a fluke.
A fluke about what?
A fluke that last season was a.
What are we saying about last season? Last season was a fart.
That they just caught everybody surprise and they somehow managed to win games.
I look at the Bucs the same way I look at the Steelers, Ken. Exactly the same way. Are you threatened by them? Do you care for them? Are we going to talk about them? No.
What are these plays, bro? Like, they were hyping up Zach Robinson in the in this game, and they need to take all of that back. Does he do anything else besides just look up at in the sky at the scoreboard? Raheem Morris. Every time I look up, he looking Morris, up at somebody.
Morris, to me, again, this is a... I know it's just hella early to say this because he just got the job, but shit, my nigga, like, this is supposed to be y'all division to lose, and y'all losing it. Like, if Baker's better than Cousins in 2024, why the hell are we paying Cousins all that bread? And we drafted a young QB who may be a better QB for this team with this roster. Yeah, Cousins can't do shit. Cousins can't do shit out the pocket. He can't even get out the pocket. Like
he can't.
He's a fucking statue.
Yeah. And now Pennis don't have the veteran experience to make so many recent plays that he's doing.
What veteran? Look at what's his name?
Daniels.
Look at Jalen Daniels. All right. Now, granted, they ain't got the offensive coordinator.
Right.
But Penix is good enough to where I know he has at least the awareness and the athletic ability. He can do some shit, bro. Like, Cousins is not giving you nothing.
Two games.
So did Ridder at this point of the season.
Oh, man.
Good. What should be? Oh, man. If we talking about wins, it's wins because it ain't looking cute. None of the shit.
Ridder can't even compare.
Cousins should be out the league. Cousins should be out the league. If we keep it at a bean, nobody needs a Kirk Cousins on their team.
Well, it looks like
if he's gonna lose to Baker Mayfield in overtime, then yeah, Cousins deserve to be out the league. He's washed.
Hey, Baker caught a lot of people last year too. Hey, Drake London. Hey, they might got one with him, but
they can.
But Pitts is, hey man, I don't even want to watch the game, man.
Just watch the game and you go see.
My Super Bowl pick. But they got Beyond in. Hey man, this is what he do, bro.
Don't do that.
Penix making that play, bro.
Penix ain't going to OT.
Let's go, baby. We still alive. Yes. Hey. So look, you presented a scenario about him losing to Baker in OT. It didn't happen. So now,
okay, it's okay. It didn't happen. But do you feel comfortable moving forward?
Absolutely again? Not.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's the same not. Way. It's the same way if Justin Fields beats Joe Flacco. And game go to OT. Either way, you walking away the game like, damn, we almost lost to Joe Flacco. But the fact that you did lose to Joe Flacco says a lot more about you now than ever. Them barely beating Mayfield don't mean shit to me, bro. This division don't mean shit to me. So you having these little big battles between y'all is horrible because it shows that y'all not that separated. You know, I'm like, it's not that much bigger of a difference. We came into this offseason thinking this is a wash.
The fact of the matter is, we have at least
look at his goofy ass. You gonna see his goofy ass kid. Watch it. You gonna see Kirk Cousins, bro.
He's
gonna
swag and surf in a minute.
You already know he ain't. You called it. You gonna
bro,
see?
Ain't no way in hell. No way in hell. He swag.
You seeing it? You seeing it right now, bro?
But look, here's the thing. I place high expectations on the Falcons because I foolishly picked him to.
I told you, bro. I told you. Look, you finally see
what
that.
What was he doing,
bro? This nigga, bro.
Oh shit! He ain't never been in a city like Atlanta, bro. All this blackness, bro. He going to Magic City tonight, bro. I'm glad I changed the title because I had this motherfucking Falcons losing to the Bucks because I thought this shit was over after they threw that pick. Nick, 509 yards and 4 touchdowns and a game-ending pick that the Bucks didn't take advantage of. Hey, man. Hey. He balled out. Look at Penix. But, look, I like I said, I place high expectations on the Falcons too soon. But I felt like, you know how you do. You give when people make moves. You put a window on it. And I think Penix elevated the window to where, and the Kirk contract, to where it's either this year or next year. It's Super Bowl or bust for the Falcons team. This doesn't look like a Super Bowl team yet. But the offense coming around, and what I like is that somehow, some way, they managed to win 3 games. But realistically speaking, Nick, I'm not foolish. This team should be 0-5.
I was about to say, kid. I mean, shit. It's late on a Thursday night. I ain't think BNG Bail Bondsman's LLC was still working this late at night. Because most of what you said was a crock of shit. I'm gonna just say this again. This Falcons team, the expectations I had was that they have to win this division. Now, them beating the Bucks means that they have the tiebreaker right now, but they're still tied as far as record-wise, which means the next game they play will be even big. Because the way Baker Mayfield's been playing, we talked about it, he's playing better than Jalen Hurts right now. He beat Jalen Hurts just last week by a wide margin. Should have had this game for real if it wasn't for, I don't know, I guess the Bucks defense just couldn't stop, you know, the Falcons to end it. But I will say the only good thing that I see is that they're getting Kyle Pitts involved, which I hope continues. Because if they don't, he is the biggest bust we haven't been talking about.
Yeah.
Because why the hell would you waste a top five pick on a tight end that you're not even using? Yep. In a league that's craving for tight ends, you know?
Yep.
Pause. But I'll just, again, I'm not, this win doesn't mean shit to me. I think they should start Michael Penix. I think they should start Michael Penix by the time we get to week 8, week 9. But that's all dependent on if Kirk Cousins shits the bed. If he has more games like this, he's more likely going to shit the bed. So that's why I'm predicting Penix is going to come soon. But I don't think we should give a lot of leeway for Cousins for this win, is what I'm saying. But
games,
I do think
games like this, what does that mean?
Games like this is like when your game is online, you know he's gonna throw a pick. He threw a pick and a touchdown, kid. Like, come on, who's asking for that?
He's been like, that way his whole career.
And where has that gotten him his whole career?
To the playoffs?
I guess. I want better for Falcons fans. I was living in Atlanta, kid. I was in the trenches with Falcons fans. You know what I'm saying? I was there for 23 and what was it, 28-3. You know what I mean?
Oh man. Yeah. Okay. It's hard to shit on 509 yards passing. The one way we can shit on 509 yards passing and 4 touchdowns in a game is the game ending interception he threw. Now, granted, it was 4th-and-15. I don't particularly like the play call because it looked like they ran curl routes, at least from some of the routes that I saw, curl routes probably by the sticks, which means it's easier to play zone. And I don't know if they was in a Tampa 2 or whatever. So he just had to try to make a play, get the ball out. But it's what we expect. It's a Kirk Cousins pick. The defense showed up, sort of, and Kirk and what's his name? Ty Bowles deferred and gave the ball to the Falcons, and their defense ain't really been playing all that well. So I guess they thought they were going to get a stop or Kirk Cousins going to do his thing and turn the ball over. But I don't know. I thought they were moving the ball well on the Falcons. I think they should have took the ball first.
See, to me, what Eric Kirby is saying is that he sounds like someone who's just reading the stats and didn't watch the game. He said 509 yards, 4 TDs, and 1 interception and shit in the bed. Nick, with that comment, you need to go to bed right now. Come on, man. Did you not watch the game? Were you impressed by how Kirk Cousins closed out that game in general? No, I'm not, bro. The Bucks are not the bar for this team. This team is like we're talking about legit playoff teams. I don't have the Bucks going to the playoffs. That's why I'm saying that. Y'all niggas keep acting like we had the Bucks as a great team going into the season. We didn't. That's why we all picked the Falcons, because somebody had to win this shitty division, and we don't believe what the Bucks did last year. I still don't. So him dicing up the Bucks don't mean shit to me. We are more surprised that Baker is overachieving than he is being good. That's the thing. That's the difference for me. If you're asking me if Baker is good, nah, I'm just surprised he's overachieving.
You think he's overachieving? I think.
Yeah. This is not a consistent Baker to me.
I don't know. I think this is the Baker that should have been in the league. this is not a number one pick QB, but I think this is a mid, this is a quarterback that's good enough to win games with the right pieces around him, you know, and that somehow managed to turn around his career. But I think this is the ceiling.
He's not a Baker. I think people want to look at him like Geno. I don't see that. I see Geno as a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. I think if Geno Smith was on the Bucs right now, he'd be doing better than Baker as far as having them look like a legit playoff contender because then if that's the case, Ken, they should have closed the deal in this game. They shouldn't have went to OT because they was up. They was up.
Yeah, I mean, they were. Well, they weren't up by much. They were up by 3 points.
No, they were up by like a touchdown, if not more. It was like 24-17 at one point.
Oh, yeah, but what's a touchdown?
They only scored 6 points after that, Ken.
The Falcons defense showed up.
Oh, okay. Don't do that. The Falcons defense gave up 30.
And Timothy is right, man. The Irvin fumbled this game away. But they didn't. Okay, Timothy, the fumble killed the Bucs, but Kirk gave it right back.
he did. That's what I was saying. Honestly,
they didn't do shit with the fumble.
Yeah, exactly. The fumble did hurt. It hurt momentum, though. Because he looked like he was about to break it for a touchdown, and then he said, "Oh, I forgot the ball with me." Yeah. If he just goes down and doesn't fumble, this is a different game. We ain't talking about Kirk because he could have three touchdowns. He would probably have three touchdowns and 400 yards. And then I hope Eric Kirby would say some goofy shit like he just said, still, and try to be impressed with Cousins. But I'm not, bro.
And that still came after the Bucs, who hadn't ran the ball all game. Well, no, they had a good rushing game, but they haven't ran the ball well all year. It was 3rd-and-3, and they just mauled the Falcons defensive line and just pushed them to pick it up, and then Irvin fumbled the ball.
Derrick Jones, is saying the Bucs are better than the Bengals, does that mean anything to you or anybody else? It's saying the team, you know what I'm saying? It's saying the team that only won one game and another team is better than them that's won at least three games or two, you know, I think, what, yeah, 2 to 3 games. Is that saying much? No, it's not. So what are you trying to say? The Bucs are better than trash? Okay. All right, so they dookie? Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where is the bar for the Bucs that we talking about? People keep on trying to over.
Playoff team. They set the bar last year.
Are they a playoff team to you, Ken?
Did I people go to playoffs?
That's what I'm saying. When we ask each other these questions, we just be saying the same shit.
I picked the Falcons to win the division. Wait, hold on. Where are my picks, bro? Well, because okay, here's my thing with the Bucs. I needed to see another year to see if last year wasn't a fluke. And, I mean, coming out the gate 3-1, so far it doesn't look like it was that much of a fluke. But let me see.
KC Dine said, you're not being objective. Bucs defense has been good for years. They allowed only 8 TDs this year. Well, they should. They allowed how many TDs they allowed today? Kid, 4, 5? That's a good defense to you to lose an OT like that to Kirk Cousins? Get the fuck out of here. That's what I'm saying. This is a lose game for the expectations for both of these.
Yeah, Nick, I didn't have them going to the playoffs.
You didn't.
Nah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
most Falcons. Wait, no. Wait, hold on. Nah, I didn't. I had the Falcons winning the division, and then I had the Packers, Bears, and Cowboys as wild card team. But you know, I mean, and so that's why I need to see the Falcons win. I just don't know how they can keep this pace up. But you have to come in and prove that you can beat a team that has consistency and chemistry together. And you have to take that lead. You know, they were the best team. They won a playoff game, you know, and I think the continuation, the expectation. Like, my thing was, you know, I thought it probably was a fluke. And we'll see if they were or not. But I think this was a big game for the Falcons to win. And they did it. And he, man, God damn. Yeah, Baker 1-8. But I want to talk about Pitts, bro. Because I'm with you. I like that they got him involved because I want to see if he was really worth that number two pick. And and at one point I had him as top
four.
Tight end.
He was four, four. Number four.
Okay. Because, you know, it's a crazy ass pick. But if my thing is, Drake London's out there balling. Why ain't Pitts doing the same thing? Can you imagine if Drake London, Pitts, and Mooney were all just cooking?
It's getting to the point where, like, granted, their offensive coordinators for the Falcons since Pitts got drafted have not been great or creative. But it's also getting to the point of, like, if he was that talented, you would think even a goofball would be able to have, like, a package for, like, okay, these are the plays that are designed for Pitts to get the football, because we know what his skill set is and we know what his talent is. It just seemed like he's a big-ass lump on the log. You know what I'm saying? That you could, like, with Darnell Washington with the fucking Steelers is doing more shit than Kyle Pitts with the Falcons, which is insane, because you would say that tight end is better than that tight end, and you would say that quarterback is better than that quarterback. And both teams are run heavy. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I don't know. I still think that if you put, to me, like, if you put Kyle Pitts in Kansas City, it would be crazy. Mm. But at the same time, would he just be a Juju Smith-Schuster? You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. We don't know if it's him or if it's the system. And that's the other reason why having a veteran come there, we get a chance to see that. Now, tonight he caught 7 or 8 targets for 88 yards. There was one play he caught where he tried to run around the defender instead of just turning his head up and just falling forward for some yards. I think that was a bad decision after caught the ball. It looked like they ran some plays for him to get him open. So they are scheming him into the system more. But they just started doing that. So we'll see. I have high expectations for Pitts now that he has a veteran quarterback throwing the ball. So, but right now I'm not liking what I've seen. But Mooney, bro.
Mooney had a breakout game, but I don't know if he's going to get me shit. At the same time, he also lost them this game too with that drop, that obvious drop. I don't know, Ken. This was a toilet bowl game. It was entertaining, but at the end of the day, we're looking at shit. Because I don't think neither one of these teams are going to be scary if either one of these teams make the playoffs. Well, one of them has to make the playoffs because somebody got to win the division. But shit, that could be the Saints. The Saints could end up winning this division while we're talking, and both of these teams not make it. Because I think it's obviously we know that three teams are coming out of the NFC North, and one of them is not the Bears. Going to be the Vikings, Packers, and the Lions. Shit, right now it's between the Eagles and the Commanders that are going to win the NFC. That's probably five teams right there. One team from the AFC South. Yeah, I can see. What's the other team? AFC. Oh, yeah, somebody got to win NFC West, which I think I think it'll probably be the Seahawks. Either way, I only see one team coming out of the NFC South, and that could be the Saints.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how they play this weekend. We'll see if they just got off to a fluky hot start. Because it is Derek Carr.
This is a bad game for us, though, Ken, because at the end of the day, I'm being critical. I'm trying to be critical of the quarterbacks and the teams, but they both buy black head coaches. So this is more of like, who will get fired first, Todd Bowles or Raheem Morris? What's the over-under?
Raheem Morris should be lucky the Eagles coach screwed up that game. They got a PI in the other game to somehow manage to win that, because they blew that game too with some questionable play calling. And in this game, a fumble and a penalty cost them in this one. I mean, all, you know, saved them in this one. So, again, they should be 0-5. If they were 0-5, he would be out of there. He would probably get to 8 games, and then he would be gone. But he's 3-2, and so, they're starting a little better. So I think he'll. I think both of them will make it through the year and get another season. I think what may end up happening with Raheem Morris is after two seasons, they'll get him out of there and get in the guy that they want to coach Pennants.
They need an offensive coordinator badly. Like, I think Raheem, if he don't get them the division, you might as well let him go and get an offensive coordinator. Ain't no point even wasting. I think somebody will be. I think the Lions coordinator will probably take that job, especially depending on how the season ends for them. What's his name, Ben Johnson or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think people keep on talking about him like he next up. And now the Lions are cooking again, so he's going to get a good good recommendation. But, yeah, to me, it's Raheem Morris' decision to win this division or not. Because his job is on the line, so it depends on how good he or how much he cares about his job. Yeah. Now, with Todd Bowles, I think he playing with house money. I think he bought himself with that playoff win. Like, if this season go to shit, he got one more year. And then if that season go to shit, he's gone. But that playoff win against the Eagles, like, yeah, that earned him a lot, especially with Baker, especially how Baker's been coming out playing this year. I don't see how he gets fired this season. So that's why my pressure's on Raheem Morris.
Yeah, I don't know the Falcons' strength of schedule. I can't remember. I don't know if people said it was tough or not. But next they play, and this is going to be an interesting game because they played the Panthers, who were playing way, way better with Dawson than Bryce Young. But that should be a win. I bring that up to say, it's going to be interesting to see how that look because they should honestly dominate that game. Like,
honestly, that's the last easy cupcake game they got. Because after this, bro, they next five games is versus Seahawks at home, on the road facing the Bucks again. Then they're at home against the Cowboys. Then they're on the road twice against the Saints and the Broncos. And I only bring up the Broncos because of that defense.
Yeah, but they should
beat the Panthers and they should beat the Broncos. But them games in between, they could easily lose those.
Well, with how they playing, yeah, I could probably see that. But also, I mean, that offense should be playing better and the defense should be a lot better.
If they lose four straight, well, no, they'll be 5-6. If they beat the Panthers and the Broncos and lose four and that four in the between, they'll be 5-6. That's shit ball.
Yeah,
They gotta win. They gotta split that four. That four game stretch between the Seahawks, Bucks, Cowboys, and Saints. They gotta beat the Bucks again. That's a must win. They should beat the Saints.
Yeah, and the Bucks. Yeah,
they don't split that yet.
A very similar schedule. So is who survives their schedule over the other? Because the Bucks play the Saints next.
Oh, the Bucks got the worst schedule. They got the Saints on the road. Then they got a two-game home stretch against the Ravens and then going against the Falcons again. Then they go on the road against the Chiefs. Then they at home against the Niners. Oh, yeah, that's a...
Hey, they needed to win this game.
They should have won this game, yeah. This is a game you don't give up. That game might have cost you the division.
Yeah.
They losing to the Ravens and the Chiefs and the Niners. I'm going to tell you that right now. Ain't no way they...
That should be three losses right there.
Well, I'm going to hope they lose. I'm going to hope they upset against the Ravens for selfish reasons. But,
Ooh, yeah. Either way it go, look, when they got Kirk Cousins, the expectations changed for this team. I think that's how we should look at it, and I think they should be judged accordingly. They didn't go pay him all this money just for him to come in and just be shitball, as you like to say. So they found a way to squeak out games. Now they got to go really win some games and be a dominant team, and we'll see how it goes for the rest of the season. I haven't been impressed with anything I've seen so far. They don't look like a good team, but they're winning. But
we said it about the Eagles last year, Ken.
I know. Yeah, I know.
So anytime winning doesn't feel good for a team is a horrible sign. I'm with the Pennix. You made them top 10 for a reason. Go ahead, start the league, bro. bro. Fuck Cousins. The money already spent. You can't do shit about it, even if y'all wouldn't lose. So you might as well invest in the future. Shit. They could be having a Jaden Daniels on their own fucking squad. They don't even know it. Wasting their time with this goofball.
Well, anyway, hell of a win for the Falcons. Great. Another clutch last minute win. And hopefully they'll build on it moving forward. I think Pennant's, the only way Pennant's touching the field this year is if Cousins get hurt.
It's a statistical fact that when you draft the QB first round, he is going to start in that same season. It's like a 85%+. Somebody fact check me on that. Y'all always like to say I'm wrong, even though I'd be right about this shit. They drafted him top 10 for a reason. Something's going. I'm not saying it's going to be based off injury. I don't want no injury against Cousins, but somehow, some way, he's going to start.
That's the only way Penn is getting on the field.
I'm not wishing that on Cousins. But I just know either by performance or injury, Penix is going to start this season.
Yeah, well, I think they are happy with the money that they've spent, given that he somehow found a way to make plays to win these last three games. So, you know, we'll see. But, hey, man. There they are. So I guess he can continue to doing that goofy gas swag.
When he did that swag, that's when I knew it's a rap, King. When he did that shit, I'm like, he's celebrating this.
Yeah, he gonna go get. Is he married? He about to go get him a black wife, bro.
He married. You damn sure know he married. He married to a white woman.
Hey, she better. Never mind. She might be in danger.
No, he ain't gonna leave her with that. They live in Cobb County.
Oh, nah, well, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Never mind. But I don't know, Nick. You know, it starts with the swag surf. And they were like, dang, there's something over here. What's going on? Dang,
he don't know what he do. He don't know what to do with that kid. He ain't even looking at it. Now, Penix, that's what you want to worry about. When Penix start balling, that's what you need to worry about. Cause he gonna be up the street from the old studio in Blue Flame, boy.
Look, man, somebody gonna convince his old ass to go to one of them clubs, and his life gonna be changed forever. If Kurt started just balling out, you know what happened? He don't win. Got some.
Yeah, you
some
know soul it's glow. You know it's about to be some high highs and some low lows.
It could be the other way around.
Because I was saying, you see what happened to Tiger when he was doing his shit, boy. Imagine having that to Cousins.
Oh, man. But anyway, good Falcons win, for me at least, because, you know, I pushed all the chips in on the table with the Falcons this year, so I'll be rooting for them for that reason. And here we are. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys showing up and watching the end of this game with us and talking through the game. And we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.